Holding in Reish Nun Beis, Sif Gimel. So we're talking about Sif Beis, we talked about Kavlanos, so we got giving, hiring a guy to do a specific job with a set price, giving clothing to be laundered, skins to be tanned. So in Sif Gimel, says the Mechaber, Vim Hoysim Melachim for Semes. So even though you have, it was Kotsats, meaning you gave it to him as a job, you didn't obligate him to do it on Shabbos, he's being paid for the job. However, if it's a melacha for semes, if it's a public and well-known melacha, v'yodua shehi shel Yisrael, and it's known that it's the Jews, v'oisa oisa v'makam mefursam, and he's doing it in a public place, toiv lahachmer v'lesar. So the Mechaber says it's toiv to be machmer and not to do it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalid. Vim Haisa. Why is the Mishnah Berurah saying, why is the Shulchan Aruch saying, and if it was? Because the Iris loved on the Kalim Lekoyves Staman Ein Yadua Shulchal Yisrael. The Stam case of Sif Beis, where you're giving your skins to be tanned or the Kalim to the cleaners, Stama is Ein Yadua Shalishah Yisrael. It's not known whose it is and what it is. Valkein Afilu Imu Ma'abed V'Kaivis B'Makam Galis. Even if the guy does it in a public place, Eim Limchais B'Yadei Kishakatzat. When he says it's a set price, you don't have to protest because it's not Nicker that it belongs to the Jew. But if it's known it's the Jews, and he's doing it in a makam gali, so he has to protest. He has to stop him from doing on Shabbos. Why? Because the people who see it and they know it's nicker, mefursam, it's a Jews. People who see it, they don't know that this is a case of katzat, that you gave it to him as a job with a price. So, because we always have this klal, that even if the malacha itself is mutter, and you did it in a mutter fashion, but if people are not going to know you did it in the permitted fashion, and they're going to be chayshid, you did it in an aser fashion, they'll be chayshid, you hired him as a schir yayim, so it's aser. Ba'ayin sham b'siv dalet, d'das ha-shulchan aruch sham, d'medina aser b'zeh, Shulchan Aruch over there holds that anything before him has a din like mechubar, and it's aser. Ayin sham bir halacha, fine.
Why is it
called
Toiv L'Hachmer then?
What? Why is
it
Toiv L'Hachmer?
It should be just
Be'Asr. Because it's... So let's see. V'Yadua Shehi Chav Hei. Oh, so you want to know why the Mechaber says only Toiv L'Hachmer?
Yeah. It should really be Asr, because that's what we're talking about all along. What makes it
Asr? Right. So you want to say, why is it Toiv L'Hachmer L'Chayra? It should be Aser and Gansen. So we'll see the Bi'a Halach in a minute. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Chav Hei, V'yadua Shehi, L'Fize, HaChalukim Shenikarim Shem Yisrael. So therefore, since we're saying that Stam Zoi, when you give to the cleaners, it's not Nicker, but what if it's a Jewish Nicker clothing? The shirts that are Nicker, they belong to the Jews. They had special clothings. Now, if the guy's cleaning the bekishes over there, it's nobody, it's not assumed it's a Jewish thing. And he's cleaning them by the river. Says the interesting thing. The fact that it's nicker, that it is a Jews, is not enough. It has to be nicker which Jews it is. Because the Vard is the person to be chayshid, you did the Isser, not that somebody did the Isser. Which is an interesting thing. You could say, like, what's the difference? Why, if Jews are being nechshad, again, one Jew being chayshid, the other, obviously. So he sees a Jewish thing, that means some Yid gave it in. So the fact that I don't know that it's Reuven's and I don't know whose it is, that takes away from the Marisayin chashad. Right? Or the Tayyip Shabbat is saying, no, you have to chashad means I have to be chayshid, this guy did an iser. If I don't know which guy did an iser, even though I'm be chayshid, somebody did an iser, that's not a problem. Interesting
why,
about it.
Why don't we chayshid that, when we talk about Marisai, I'm always worried that someone's going to think it's mutter.
No, so here's chashad, right? Here the chashad is that the guy did it b'derech iser. Yeah, that's a different type of marasayin. Yeah. Now he comes along here of Eltz Chayodam. The Chayodam hilku b'zeh oyid mitamacher. The Chayodam came and he said no. He could be meikel for another reason. The chayvan sheyadua sheminik kol bnei ir litin kalim lekaybitz bekablonos. We had this also when we talked about these halachas. This is all talking about when there's norms, meaning the norm is some people give a kablonos perhaps or maybe not, and there is a norm to hire a guy by the hour or by the day. So Mimela, when someone sees this happening, they're going to assume it was done in the way which is normal, which is usher. But what if everybody gives the kalim to the kaibis with kablonis? There's nobody, says the chayadim, in our days, there's nobody who pays the cleaners by the hour. You pay by the job. So therefore, afkein afilu imein yehudi mechabsam b'mokam mefursam mutter. So even if he is mechabes it in a public place, is mutter, de'em b'zeh chashada mishum schir yayim. No one's going to be chayshish he's schir yayim because that's not the minig to do. So it comes out, any kalim that the derech is litam mekablonus, then it's mutter, which b'derech klal, that's a lot of things. Then iser bazeh, so the only iser will be alakisha oisa beveis Yisrael. Again, the chayadim l'shitasai. The chayadim was very machmer in beis Yisrael at the top of the page here. Beveis Yisrael is very chamer. Because anything that happens in your house, we're chayshish that you are mitzavah the guy to do it on Shabbos. Even if it's bekablonis. Remember, even if you hire a guy by the job, you cannot tell him he has to do it on Shabbos. So whenever it's in the Jewish house, says the Chayadam, that's a problem that you might, no matter what, even if it's bekablonis, but people are going to think you're mitzavah and do it on Shabbos. That's also. The Sham Leimani Shum Heter. So the Chayadim is a big machmer when it comes to Beis Yisrael, nothing is mutter. But the Chayadim comes with this chiddush and says that in a case where the minig of Kol B'nei Ha'ir is to do this type of thing, big kablanus, so then you don't have this problem anymore. So Memela B'zman Hazeh, most of our things that would be negeah to give to a guy to do a job are big kablanus. That's how it is. You pay by the job. I want to point out something. Paying by the job, even if the way the guy cheshbins the job is how many hours it's going to take. Let's say you go to the mechanic, right? So he charges for parts, he charges you for labor, right? But he gives you a price in the beginning. He gives you a price in the beginning. Now his ashara of the price, but at the end of the day, there's a set price for the job. How he figures out that price is his business. So Mamela, so like we said, like, you know, you had the guy over here, and when you had the guy Yisha mechanics over here on Taylor, so you could have Mamisha, everybody knows, it's Yenim's minivan, right, so there, because, you know, it says, I'm a lucky ducky on the back, and so there, it could be everybody has it, right, it's like the Chaluk, nobody knows who it is, right, but Lamai said, it was Nicker, you know, in the olden days, not everybody had the same, you know, had the same rogue, you know what I'm saying? Everybody had a Yuchadika minivan, you know what I mean? You know whose minivan it is. So it's a station wagon, whatever it was. So you're Mr. O over there. So on Shabbos, the guy's working on his thing, right? Teretz is. I remember there was someone here, asked him Shalom Shapiro, this Shiley, he said, Chayadim's Mekel. It's a minute color here, but Kablonis, even though it's Mefursim, Mamish, on Shabbos, he's doing it right there. Okay, he's doing it for his own convenience, and there's no problem, because that's minute color here. So now, let's look at that bir halacha that you were asking about. So it says over here, toiv lahachmir v'lesser. Pirish. So says the bir halacha, what does it mean, toiv lahachmir v'lesser? Pirish, shim oise b'shabis, tzarech limchais b'yade afilu katzatz. So you have to understand, what the case over here is, we're not talking about when you're giving him the job, right? When you're giving him the job, there's nothing happening. He could do what he wants and when he wants, right? That's beforehand. We're talking about over here now, all of a sudden it's on Shabbos, and you're walking by, and the guy's doing your thing, bin makam mefursim, right? So at this point, so you say, what am I supposed to do, right? In a case where we're talking about by the sodeh and those things over there, the pshat is, you knew the guy was going to work on Shabbos, right? So there, if it's bekablonis, it's okay, but there might be a chashash of schir yayin, right? So over there was the chatchila what to give him. Over here, I had a heter to give him. There's no problem. Giving the guy the thing bekablonis, the job, He does it privately in his home. It's not mechuber, right? Mechuber is always called meforsam. So here's the thing. Mechuber is meforsam. So therefore, any case of mechuber by definition is meforsam when you start. So you already have to take that all into account that if someone's going to see it, which someone will see it because it's meforsam, what is he going to be choshed? When I give my stuff to the cleaners, right? So he could do it in his backyard. He could do it by the river. He could do it anywhere. There's all different places. It's not inherently a problem if I do it by kablanus. But now, if he's doing it all of a sudden, it's a malachim of orsames, and it's yadua, it's mine, and I see him on Shabbos. So that's why the Lashon Shulchan Aruch toiv lahachmir v'leser means to say that you should be meicha afilu katzatz. When I give it to him, I don't have to be chayshish, he's going to do it on Shabbos. So if it's true that I know he's going to do it in a makam aforzim, right, and I know he's vade going to do it on Shabbos, so then that's mamish like the case of the sad over there. So I shouldn't give it to him. He talks about it over there as well. So when we say over here, it's really not the, it's not the right lashon, but it's not v'lesser. V'lesser means that I should protest what he's doing and tell him to stop doing it. Okay, let's see, Siv Dalid. Kol shekotzatz. So let's say we're talking about a case that you set the price with him, and even though the guy does the malacha on Shabbos, which is not a problem, he's doing it for his own convenience. But the question is now, could I wear the beggar on Shabbos or whatever that is? Could I use it on that Shabbos? So mutar liyisrael lilvish hakli b'Shabbos atzma. In other words, what happens if he finishes the dry cleaning, the cleaning, on Shabbos, and it's done, it's ready to be used, and I want to wear it on Shabbos. So it was cleaned today on Shabbos by the guy, right? Am I allowed to wear it or not? I mean, nene from Malachta.
No, because it wasn't permitted at the beginning of Shabbos.
But it wasn't permitted.
Something that can't be used at the beginning
of Shabbos. Oh, it's muksa. Who's that? Oh, when's that? How do you know it was muksa? Why was it muksa? Say so you're saying a case where it wasn't usable. I don't know. I mean, he washed it that morning. I don't know. It was ben hashmashes. It was sitting in his hamper, right? And then he did a 1 hour cleaning Shabbos morning, and by Shabbos mincha it was ready, and he delivered it, and I want to wear it, right? Okay, so it wasn't muksa. Not a case of muksa. Talking about the iser malacha being nana mi malachta lemaisa. Today I have a clean thing. So says the Shulchan Aruch, the Chol Shekotzatz, he says, Mutu Yisrael Lovash Li B'Shabbos, the Chol Shekotzatz, Adai Tid Dinaf Shekovit. He did it for himself. It's not called I'm being Nene from a Malach of a Goy. Nene from a Malach of a Goy is when he does it for me, for my Hana. When he's doing it for his own convenience, even though it's true I get Hana because now I get to wear the baguette, but that's not why he did it on Shabbos. That's not called being Nene from the Malach. And we're going to see a Mishabru in a moment, but let's just see. Says the Ramah Hagah, the Yesh Aisrim now Lelayv Sheikol Sheyadua Sheinu Yein Yudi Gamrei B'Shabbos. So says the Ramah, there are those who ask and say, if you know the guy did complete the job on Shabbos, so it's Aser V'Tzarach LaHamtim B'Matzah Shabbos B'The Chedei Sheyaseh. And any time there's an iser to benefit from a guy's malach on Shabbos, you have to wait on Matzah Shabbos, the amount of time it took him to do that, so that's not called you're benefiting, because he could have started it after Shabbos, and you would have been in the same spot. So you have to wait because they shiaseh. V'hachi nohoig l'chatchila, says the Ramah, this is how one should do, be accustomed to, be nohoig l'chatchila. Im loy shetzorech elo b'Shabbos, unless there's a big need to wear this thing on Shabbos, she'oz yesh l'hakil, then you could be make. If it's a suffix and you don't even know, it's possible it's finished on Erev Shabbos, so then it's mutter. Okay, this is a side thing, and this is only if the guy sent it to the house and delivered it. But even if you know it was finished on Shabbos, you cannot go to the cleaners and pick it up, or the guy making it and pick it up, because that already looks like that you were mitzavim to do it on Shabbos, and you can't do it. If he sent it, he sent the delivery guy to deliver it to your house, and now you want to know if you could wear it or not. So that's what we're talking about here. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah here on the bottom of the Amud Aleph. Sivkat and Chavav, Kol Shekatzatz, Uva'ifa and Shaloi Haya Isser Habanasina. And we're talking about a case here, there was no Isser to give it to him. All the pratim we had in Tziv Beis, you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and he's doing it Beveisai. It's not, in other words, the fact that it just says the word katzatz here, that you set a price, it doesn't mean only that. It means you did the whole package of heter. Everything needed to make it mutter, to give to him, and he's allowed to work on it on Shabbos, you did. So now the question is, could you wear it? So afal pi that he did it on Shabbos, it's mutter. Now, frektim is shabura kasher. V'loy dami l'mashem mevur b'simin reisha involves sifaluf b'haga. We have a problem. The Achroinim have a very big problem over here. And they say, what's going on? In Reish Ayin Vav, it says there, De'ein Yehudi shehidlik haner b'shvil Yisrael. Afilu im hoya yidei k'tzitza osu lishtamish loira. If you hired a guy to do a job, and that job is to light the turn on the lights for you, light the candles for you. So the Ramah says over there that a guy who lights a candle for a Jew, he's doing for the Jew, even if he was being paid by the job, by Yidei Ketzitza, the Jew is not allowed to benefit from the light of the candle. Now, L'chaira, why is that different than over here? Here the guy was hired to make your baguette or to wash your baguette, and we're saying, the Mechaber is saying here, and the Ramah is saying it's only a Chumrah, that, but let's say the Mechaber is saying that it's mutter to benefit from the baguette or whatever it is. Why is that not different? The fact that he's being paid by the job, seemingly, when you're getting a direct hanah from that malacha on Shabbos, is a problem. So if I pay him by the job to turn on the lights, and he specifically turns out on the lights for me, it should be us. It should be usher to be nana from it. It is usher. Should be usher here as well. So Mishnah Berurah is mechalek. Even though the Jew is benefiting from the Melechah Shabbos, that he could wear this baguette on Shabbos, but when he was doing the Melechah, he wasn't doing it that you should have a baguette for Shabbos. That's the whole yesod of Kablonis is, he's allowed to do it on Shabbos for his own convenience. He wants to be done with the job today and not have to work on Sunday. He wants to work the next job on Sunday. So that's why he's doing it for himself, the malacha. Now, later on, the Jew gets hana that it was completed in wearing it. That's not a direct hana from the making of it. Mashenkin hasam had lo kasei b'Shabbos. But when the guy lit the candle, what was he lighting it for? He wasn't lighting the candle for his convenience that he shouldn't have to light it on Sunday. That's not why he was doing it. He saw the Jew needed a candle on Shabbos, so he lit it for him. L'chein it's aser, and therefore it's aser. Okay, so that's the chilek. Now, this is the Mishnah Berurah's chilek over here. It's from the Magen Avraham, but there's a lot of... The Dachrayim are very busy with this kasha, how to be miyashiv it exactly. So continues the Mishnah Berurah, ulefize gam bin yonenu, so the Mimela, in our case too, ima Yisrael omer lein Yehudi, samach l'chashecha, let's say the Jew told the guy, close to Shabbos, Madua legamarta malachti. How come you haven't finished yet? Beheshiv loy eses ois lemancha v'Shabbos. Says, don't worry, I'll have it for you tomorrow morning, so you can go to shul in your bekesha. Ein achinami dafilo dasa mechaber osr lav shabbos kemoi gabei ner. So ein achinami, it would taka be osr to wear, because here the guy did the malacha specifically for the Jew, because he knew the Jew wanted it done. So memela, it's osr. So when you say the chiluk that way, this case becomes usher. If you say the chiluk, perhaps there's a direct hana from the malacha, which some poskim I think say, so it might make a difference. In other words, when he lit the candle, I'm getting direct hana from the lit candle. I'm getting reading by its light. Here the guy made the baget. The malacha was the sewing of the baget. I then wear the baget. Is that the same direct hana? You could clarify, is that the same direct hana as the ner? And then the nafkamina would be in this case where he said, I'm going to finish it for you anyways on Shabbos. If it's not called directly getting hana from the sewing or the kibbutz or whatever it is, it's like still one step removed. Like when the Mishnah Berurah started off, he said, Avagav sheisol nena b'levishasai, right? I'm wearing it because of something that happened before. When the candle is lit, I'm getting from that flame that he lit right now, I'm getting a direct hana. Masha'en Cain, when he sewed the beged, that was the malacha. Now there's a sewn beged here. So when I put on the beged, because it was sewn, now I have what to wear. But could be it's a little bit removed than the light of the candle, and that might be an afkamina in this case. But the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it, it's not so much about the direct hana. The Mishnah Berurah is saying is, who is he doing it for? Did he do it for the Jew, or he did it for his own convenience? Nafkamina would be, if the Jew tells him, why didn't you finish, and I need it, he says, oh, no problem, I'm going to do it for you, so you should have it. So then that would be usur as well.
Okay, so there, even if he didn't ask the guy to do it.
Correct. Even if he did not ask him to do it, because there's us in Israel to be nana from a malachas guy. Yeah, even if he didn't ask him at all, yeah. Let's see. Time mom. So why do they ask Oisim Aser? The Aser Yisrael, the Hanis me Hamalacha b'Shabbes b'Chol Gavni. Kevan shemikol mokim nasa Hamalacha b'Shviloi. Since Lamaisa, it was done for him. So you see, even though it was for the convenience of the guy, but the convenience of the guy did a Malacha for him. So Memela, it's mutter for it to be done, but not to wear it on Shabbos. To be nena that day from the malacha, you can't. And therefore, it's also b'chadeisha yaseh, k'deisha lo yehana mimalacha Shabbos. Ulefize b'shnei yomim toivim shel goyis. What happens if it's 2 days of Yontif? Imasa yehini yehudi berishan. Let's say the guy made it on the first day of Yontif. Mutter b'tchilas yom sheini b'chadeisha yaseh. So the second night of Yontif, you could just have to wait the amount of time that it would take to do. And it's mutter mimanav shach. Why? Dim hayom rishon kodesh, because if the first day of Yontif was kodesh, so then asheni chol, so then the second day is chol, and therefore I wait kodesh yas and I'm okay. Bim hayom rishon chol, but let's say the first day of Yontif was really the weekday, so then the guy worked on the weekday, so bevadei mutzer, there's no problem to wear it the second night. Vein chilik b'chol ze bein mishenase b'shviloi bein lacherim, and there's no difference whether in the oisrim, it doesn't make a difference about the person who was made for or other people, because the Isser is being nana from a lock of a guy that was done on Shabbos. Ubesefer el Yerabe Hekel Acherim, because as Yerabe says, no, it will only be Aser, since it was Katzat, it's only Aser to the person who was done for. Other people could be nana, and this gets into a machlaikis and to a sugya about when a malacha, a guy does a malacha for one yid, is it also for everyone or just for the yid it was done for? And that may depend on various different scenarios. Okay, so let's the last thing we'll pick up next time, but an interesting thing also that the Bialacha says over here. He says this in the Bialacha says Sheini Hudi Gamre B'Shabbes. He writes V'Dafkam Hu Malacha Deiraisa. Even in this Chumra of the Machmirim is only if he did a Malacha Deiraisa. Avelim Hu Malacha Derabbanan Ein LaHachmir. It was only a Malacha Derabbanan, so then you don't have to be Machmir and you could be Nene from it. So even though Amir la'akam, even to do a derabanan, a shvus to shvus, is aser, right? Is aser. However, in this case of katzat and all these situations, if the chumra of not being nene from the malacha is only if it's a malacha deraisa, but not a malacha derabanan, and we will continue the Mishnah Berurah Bez Hashem on Wednesday.